Nate from Sunny Day Real Estate went on to play with the Foo Fighters. Well, Jeremy, the bass player from Jester, Brazil, he put out a couple albums under the Cub Country name. Cub Country. Yeah, I got to see those guys, Cub Country, when they first came into town. They were opening for Clem Snide many, many, many moons ago. Speaking of moons, from that debut album, Could Be the Moon, Cub Country.
On my radio tonight, saying to me, you know it's been a while. I've just seen a face pass through my memory, saying to me, come back tonight. And I turn the music low, 'cause I don't have time to make you mine. I feel so lonely sometimes that I could die, but not tonight.
Sometimes I swear I need a drink. Sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. Didn't go out planned to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Tell me why it sometimes I swear I need a drink. And sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid.
What's happening? Excuse me, who am I? Hello? Why am I here? What's my purpose in life? What do I mean by who am I?
Oh, calm down. Get a grip now. Oh, this is an interesting sensation.
What is it? It's a sort of yawning, tingling sensation in my... Well, I suppose I better start finding names for things if I want to make any headway in what, for the sake of what I shall call an argument, I shall call the world. So, let's call it my stomach. So, a yawning, tingling sensation in my stomach. Good. Ooh, it's getting quite strong. And hey, what about this whistling, roaring sound going past what I'm suddenly going to call my head? That can be wind. Is that a good name? Well, it'll do. Perhaps I can find a better name for it later when I find out what it's for, because there certainly seems to be a hell of a lot of it. Hey, what's this thing? This, let's call it, tail. Yeah, tail. Hey, I can really thrash him out pretty good, can't I? Wow! Wow! Hey! Doesn't seem to achieve much, but I'll probably find out what it's for later on. Now, have I built up any coherent picture of things yet? No. Oh, well, hey, this is really exciting. So much to find out about, so much to look forward to. I'm quite dizzy with anticipation. Or is it the wind? Hey, there really is a bug that now, isn't there? And wow, what's this thing coming towards me very fast? Very, very fast. So big and flat and wide. It needs a big, wide sounding sort of word like round. Ground! That's it. Ground! I wonder if it'll be friends with me.
WRCT, Pittsburgh, 88.3.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You are listening to Viva La Mac on WRCC Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man.
My name is Mark and Savar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician, priest white. I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Sodom used on lock. I am the pull-up, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is
from their 1994 debut record album, CD, cassette, and 8-track. That is Sunny Day Real Estate with 7 here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, did you know bass player Nate Mendel from Sunny Day Real Estate, not only a founding member of Sunny Day Real Estate, went on to be one of the original members, the original bass player of the Foo Fighters, who I found out they're coming into town next year. Someone was taking advantage of those flash sales going on, and they said, "Mockster, I got my Foo Fighters tickets." And I'm like, I didn't even know they were coming into town, but I'm really, really, really left in the dark on a lot of shows that are beyond 2 weeks from now. If I don't announce it on the radio calendar, then my music calendar, I don't know what's going on. Hey, before the Sunny Day Real Estate, Jets to Brazil from their debut, Orange Rhyming Dictionary with Conrad. Speaking of debuts, from 1980's Crazy Rhythms album, that's the debut album from the Feelies. What did I play? The title track, Crazy Rhythms. Start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Why? Because my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and I always appreciate when you tune in because it happens on your radio dial each and every week at this time. Thank you. Thank you. What do I have lined up for you in this hour of music? I don't know. I am building the bridge while constructing it, as I do many times for the Viva La Mock radio program. However, how about this segue? Musically, it's going to be a jump from, I ended with, like, you know, the Jets to Brazil and the Sunny Day Real Estate, which is was considered emo. But I was mentioning how Nate from Sunny Day Real Estate went on to play with the Foo Fighters. Well, Jeremy, the bass player from Jets to Brazil, he put out a couple albums under the Cub Country name. Cub Country. Yeah, I got to see those guys, Cub Country, when they first came into town. They were opening for Clem Snide many, many, many moons ago. Speaking of moons, from that debut album, Could Be the Moon, Cub Country.
I'm just heard a voice on my radio tonight saying to me, you know it's been a I've just seen a face pass through my memory, saying to me, come back tonight. And I turned the music low, 'cause I don't have time to make you. Thank you.
Sometimes I swear I need a drink. Sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Yeah, I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. I didn't go out planning to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Sometimes I swear I need a drink. And sometimes I swear to God I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight I just feel stupid. Drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid.
I seen the carnivals in Rio. I stayed in castles on the Rhine. They were fine, but you were not inclined. You left me at the ends of the earth. Left me at the ends of the earth. I seen the nudie shows in Baltimore. I seen the bullfights in Madrid. Holy, but you wouldn't say okay. You left me at the ends of the earth. Left me at the ends of the earth. I seen old Hadrian's Wall in Scotland. They ate me a haggis on a stick. It was kind of thick and, well, it made me sick. But you left me at the ends of the earth. Left me at the ends of the earth. Shining bright over Cape Breton Bay. I thought the stars were gonna
Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers. That's what the Cowboys did from their Ghostland Next Exit CD. Now, the Deliberate Strangers were made up of Tom Moran, Stephanie Vargo, Aaron Scratchy Hutter, and John Manning. And if you've read your history books, your Pittsburgh punk rock history books, you know that Tom Moran was also the guitarist in The Five. As the kids would say back in the day, Tom is also a very, very talented visual artist as well as a phenomenal guitarist. Phenomenal guitarist. In fact, if you saw some of Chuck Kinder, the late, great author Chuck Kinder, I think one of the books was, I call albums, one of the books was, I think, called Last Mountain Dancer. Tom did actually the artwork for that. Chuck, if you didn't know Chuck, guys, write notes. Google this stuff. Chuck worked at the University of Pittsburgh in their creative writing program, and he was the character Michael Douglas was based on in The Wonder Boys. Yeah, Michael Chabon was one of his students and wrote that book and all that good stuff. So I just, you know, things you just need to know, things I know that I just need to tell you. I need to tell you before I played any Deliberate Strangers. Played some Dirtball. Dirtball from Richmond, Virginia, from, I think it was their second album, but that was Ends of the Earth. Speaking of artists, the leader of Dirtball, singer Wes Freed. If you've seen most of the Drive-By Trucker album covers, he did all of those. You can see his distinctive style. He also did an album cover for Cracker. So, yeah, that was another man who has many, many talents. Also played the Gear Daddies in there, Martin Zeller and Company from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Because sometimes I do the same. Drank so much, it just feels stupid. Sometimes. Not as much as I used to. And that's a good thing. And I start off the entire set from the Hi Juanita, or is it Unita? Might be Unita. Hi Unita, Hi album. Cub Country, Jeremy from Jets to Brazil, his side project. What could be the moon? Yeah, it could be. Could be time for me to play more music too, right? Yeah. Moxster, get off the microphone and play more music. I don't listen to you talk. I want to listen to you play great music. Yeah, I can read the bubble over your head. I've got abilities. Mentioned the first and only time I got to see Cub Country. They were opening for this band. A little Clem Snide for you from your favorite music. It's Bread here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Cause you are the bread. It's never work. Warm buttered is good. Oh, let's just digest. And the dishes are fine. They're not going nowhere. So keep your hands soft for high fives and shakes. Bathroom's a mess. Tomorrow we'll clean. And the window won't shut, but the breeze does feel nice. Stove can be used to light cigarettes. Oh, let the tablecloth burn. It's pretty that. You smell like bread. was everyone left? Were they even here?
Hey guys, this is Eve from Clem Snide, and you are listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
it please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. We'll be right back.
savior in a brand new car, shining like a star.
From the Junior Citizen release from the Champaign, Urbana, Illinois-based band Poster Children, He's My Star, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Now, you might be aware, I do my little radio show because, well, I like to play music. I like to possibly expose you to new artists, maybe play some of your favorite artists, maybe expose you to new music from your favorite artists or songs you never even thought you knew. I love doing that. But you know what else I love? It's a two-way street. When you expose me to either new artists or new songs or songs I forgot that I loved, Poster Children, prime example. Years ago, longtime listener reached out and said, Moxter, you got to play He's My Star from the Poster Children. You might like it. And guess what? I love that song. Love that song. It's up there. It's one of my favorite songs. So I have to thank Maria for that one. Plus, a few years ago, I actually got a chance to do an interview here on WRCT with Rick and Rose of the Poster Children. Yeah, I nerded out. I told them. I said, He's My Star from the Junior Citizen CD is one of my favorite all-time songs. I did. I went there. Hey, speaking of going there, before the Poster Children, how about some Leonard Cohen? Leonard Cohen with Hallelujah. Some people will argue the best version of that song. I still throw the John Cale cover in there as, like, right up there, if not. I'm just going to say, I'll argue the John Cale cover of that song. Believe it or not, the only Leonard Cohen song that hit the charts, that hit the Billboard Top 100 charts, but sadly, it hit the charts in 2016 after Leonard Cohen passed away. Right after he died, that song had a surge. And all I gotta say is, where were you people? You music fans, you music nerds, you music listeners. Where were you for 40 years before that. Shame on you. Hey, some Luna in that set of music from their debut album, Luna Park with Anesthesia. Also played some Band of Horses from Asheville, North Carolina. And There Was a Ghost. Probably the first song I heard from those guys. And I was like, wow, these guys are going places. And they have. Clem Snide. Start off the entire set from your favorite music and bread. Hey, I got to remind you, you got to help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick, and it can protect you all season long. Second, take those everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. What are those? Think about it. You know, this isn't brain surgery. Cover your cough. Stay at home from work when you're sick. Wash your hands often. And third, we're talking about the regular old H1N4, whatever it is this season, flu. But there are drugs that actually can treat flu illness. And they work best when started early. This message from the Centers for Disease Control and your good friends here at WRCT.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Live it like you want to live it. Give it like you want to give it. Love it like you want to love it. Hold it like you want to hug it. I'm going to express myself. Yeah. It makes me so mad. Every time I turn my back, people are talking about Johnny Taylor. I'm doing this and that, but that don't bother me, cause I'm not bothering you. I'm doing my own thing. That's all I wanna do. Just one more thing. If I go out and get drunk every night and day, if I don't throw no beer cans in your backyard, what have you got to say? Let me do my thing. That's all I want to do. Yeah. Here's another thing. Wait a minute. Big Fat Sally, with your hot pants on. You said she ought to be whipped. Forever leaving home. Well, leave alone, y'all. She's just doing her own thing. What's wrong with Big Fat Sally doing her own thing? You know what? Here's another thing. Wait a minute. I want to tell you about a friend of mine. She was 92 years old. One thing I liked about her, she sure had a whole lot of soul. As a girl, folk are talking about you all in your neighborhood. Is it all them young men you got? They sure don't mean you no good. She told me one thing. If I live to be 99,